We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom. Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Welcome to another episode of the Prosperity Podcast, presented by Americans for Prosperity, the nation's largest grassroots advocate for free markets. You can subscribe to the Prosperity Podcast on iTunes and find all of our episodes on AmericansForProsperity.org. I am your host, Ed Dean. Welcome to another edition of Prosperity Podcast. I am your host, Ed Dean. Today, we're going to talk with the state director for Americans for Prosperity in the great state of Texas in the aftermath after Hurricane Harvey and what's being done on the part of AFP, which they've always done tremendous groups of helping out those in the time of need. All of this coming up next on this edition of Prosperity Podcast. Welcome to another edition of Prosperity Podcast. I am your host, Ed Dean. We've seen what's happened over the last several days in Florida with Hurricane Irma in the aftermath and also with Hurricane Harvey in the aftermath. Here on today, we are talking with on today's edition of Prosperity Podcast is Jerome Greener. He's the Texas State Director of Americans for Prosperity. Jerome, what are we seeing about those in the time of need that needed the most during the aftermath, especially with Hurricane Harvey? What are we seeing out there?
Brother Ed, I appreciate you having me on the podcast today. Yeah, so the first need that happens in any type of situation like this is safety, ensuring everyone is safe and accounted for. And that was a duplicative event of texts and calls and emails, not just from me, but from my regional director, Brad Stevens, all the way up to our CEO, Luke. I had constant check-in from everyone on our leadership, GOA, and it was heartening. It was awakening and heartening that to know that we are truly, the Freedom Network is truly a family that Luke is trying to build from the very top all the way down to our field staff that we have here in Texas and Florida, who need to know that our folks like Luke and Chase and our regional directors they're caring about them and want to make sure that they can help out in any way. It was actually kind of odd because I had to stop people. You know, I have people calling me and say, hey, we're coming in with supplies. And I have to tell them, no, please, I appreciate you, but you're coming into effectively a war zone here. You know, the waters are still rising, similar to what you got in Florida. You want to make sure that everyone's safe and accounted for. And right, and at that moment, it's evacuation, right? Making sure everyone gets to high ground. And then when the waters start to recede, then we can start evaluating and see what type of damage we need to recover with. And everything starts with that safety component is, you know, we want to help out, but we also know we got to let our first responders do just that, be the first responders and make sure that they ensure that every single life possible is saved from these catastrophes.
But you know something, Jerome, I tell you, with many of the groups within the family of those that deal with Americans for Prosperity, whether it's in other groups, like whether it's Concerned Veterans for America, which has done things for charities out there, you've got the Bridge Program. And in the Bridge Program, it helps out people in the time of need of giving and sharing, and they do many things that benefit the local community. And these are many things that, we know it within the family of AFP, but a lot of our listeners out there may not know, and AFP does a lot to help out those within the community.
Yeah, it's actually pretty special. What Lindsay Matlock and the Bridge team have done is they've actually coordinated a series of storage units that contain a whole bunch of supplies. For exactly a situation like this, and when we got together, I'm on a phone call with, people from Bridge, people from my state director counterpart in Louisiana. They were trying to figure out, the closest area that we have is in Baton Rouge. You got a storage unit in Baton Rouge with thousands and thousands of water, baby formula, diapers, everything you could possibly need in, the first coming hours of a disaster like this. But Hurricane Harvey at the time was if I could put this in context, Hurricane Harvey hit Corpus Christi, Texas. Corpus Christi, Texas is about 215 miles south of Houston, Texas. If you were to take that exact distance on a map, you're talking about a hurricane hitting downtown New York and the downtown of Boston flooding. That's why all of this catastrophe, it expanded so large on the Texas Gulf, was because no one in Houston, everyone was watching the eye in Corpus. No one knew what was going to happen in Houston. That's why so many folks were caught off guard with this. But as it went over Houston and started going towards Louisiana, That's when I-10, which connects Louisiana and Texas there, that became submerged underwater. And so we had all these supplies, and we had all these folks with big hearts trying to come in from Louisiana to bring these supplies. It was actually more beneficial for two reasons. One, to make sure we don't put anyone in harm's way. And two, Louisiana started to get floods. And so there was people in Louisiana that they could use those immediate supplies right then and there. And Bridge, being the wonderful program that it is and being flexible, they just said, hey, you got a budget to go buy supplies and bring supplies in and see it how you see fit, rather than try to micromanage from Washington, D.C.
You know, Jerome, let me interrupt you here. You brought up a very interesting point, and this is not about partisan politics, but look at the state of Texas, where you have those out there, Governor Abbott, and I'm just, by what some of those that have said, that it is a very interesting thing of how you watch how even Florida, how quickly things are turning around, because it is less about FEMA, it seems like. It is less about the government, and yet they're promoting like Home Depot and Lowe's and Walmart and public supermarkets, and how there's more of a pro-business aspect, which was heavily done after Katrina. And that is one of the things that we see, that we've noticed. For example, after Hurricane Harvey, you have a lot of the free market being involved, where the government can't always get there and do things, but you got a lot of businesses out there getting involved, and that is something which AFP heavily promotes.
Absolutely. I can't even put it into you know, appropriate messaging and a way to convey this, but I'm on the phone with elected officials. I'm on the phone with the Freedom Network leadership, which is our CVA, which is our AFP, our Libre and Generation Opportunity. I'm on the phone with folks that we sort of generally disagree with on policy, you know, sometimes elected officials and those local officials. But everyone is coming together, and you see that. You saw it on, didn't matter if you're watching CNN or Fox News. You saw Texans helping Texans, genuinely wanting to make sure that they were safe. You saw Floridians helping Floridians. You saw Louisiana helping Louisianians. I was in Houston just last week, and I'm pulling stuff out of these water-damaged houses. And as I took a break just to, you know, wipe the sweat off my brow for a couple minutes, this woman, this neighbor, I'm in a stranger's house to begin with. You know, we just try to drive up and figure out, you know, what kind of help do you need? We can help out. This neighbor of the stranger that I'm with, another stranger, she comes up to me with a warm pizza. She say, hey, we got extra pizza. We're feeding folks.
Right.
Wanted to see if you wanted to have any. You know, I'm trying to hold back the tears from my eyes so that I can be strong for them. As soon as she leaves, another car drives by, and she said, we got cold Gatorades and a cooler back here. Can we get y'all anything? You don't see that, you know, on the typical D.C., New York, L.A., Chicago type of stage. This is the true heart of America, and you're seeing the true heart of America respond to a catastrophe and the way that we're all brought up to do it, which is just to absolutely help no matter what's needed. And the Freedom Network is absolutely all about pushing that through and making sure that the folks who want to live the American dream are able to do that. And we're doing that even through this catastrophe.
Jerome, when you watch the media outlets, when you listen to the government officials, what's going on and what's taking place, I would have to assume the aftermath, and this is where a lot of you guys are involved with AFP, that, you know, by trying to drive more of the businesses to come in, I would have to assume there's a lot of that going on. Is a lot of it about businesses being involved of water and helping out individuals? Is that really being covered or not covered as much?
I think it's covered almost at every single level to every single degree. So we're obviously involved with the Koch brothers, Charles and David Koch, and they've got Koch Industries. I was on the phone with the gentleman that runs Koch Industries in Texas, and he was just telling me what they've got going on with 18 wheelers and pallets of supplies going in, same with some of the elected officials, and they're working with the local FEMA, with the local officials and FEMA to make sure those supplies get in. We're literally just renting trucks from Dallas and San Antonio, buying as much water, baby formula, baby wipes. They got so many diapers down there, but they don't have any baby wipes, so we're buying baby wipes and bringing that stuff in. Everything that you could possibly imagine. This is the, you know, 2017 at work here. A cell phone signal allowing for someone to send me a text saying, "Hey, here's the supplies. I'm in Houston. I'm in Beaumont. I'm in Port Aransas. These are supplies that the folks need." Okay, well, heck, we're about 3 hours away from any one of those spots. We'll just go to Home Depot and to Walmart, and you can see both of those businesses that I just mentioned, Home Depot and Walmart, putting commercials on there about how they're, you know, you can help from buying supplies and leaving them there. You can help from, you know, donating a dollar to them. They're going to make sure that every possible penny or cent that they raise is going to make sure to go to folks in need down there. And the same for Florida, I would imagine, with the Publix grocery store that they have going on there. Just opening the doors and being able to provide people with supplies again. We're dealing with, I've heard several folks say this is like warlike atmosphere where it's just completely demolished, you know, your home to your businesses, to your actual areas where you go to survive, your grocery store. Everything is demolished to some extent or damaged to some extent. And you're just seeing Texans and Louisianans and Floridians come together and say, hey, I got some extra supplies over here. We can help out. And that's just what we're trying to do right now through the Americans for Prosperity brand, through the Bridge brand, through the Freedom Network brand. We want to be another group to lean on and say, hey, we got some supplies. We can't give you everything. We're going to give you every possible thing we can.
You know, Jerome, I can almost guarantee it because I've seen the past history of groups within the AFP brand, whether it is Bridge programs or whatever. I can guarantee you that the aftermath after Hurricane Harvey and after Hurricane Irma, this is going to be a lot, including those of the AFP brand, where they show people how to do couponing, where to save money. And I have to assume that this is going to be very much consumer-oriented without the government involved, but more the free market about how what people look for when you want to go out and buy a generator or get prepared for emergency disaster, which is what a lot of the AFP brands will end up doing. And I think that's going to be one of the most interesting news things that I'm really looking forward to see over the next several months once many of these communities in Texas and in Florida and Louisiana start to recover.
Brother, I think you hit on a very important point here. Is with the key component of what the Bridge program tries to do is it tries to make empower yourself to take care, better provide for your family, to better provide for your loved ones, not through government handouts. You know, sometimes that is necessary with what we have here with FEMA, but through figuring out ways where you can not spend, you know, the maximum dollar on retail, but actually, you know, coupon and save some money. And over time, those pennies become into dollars and the dollars become into a mortgage payment for you eventually. What we're looking at here in Texas, if I can just give a little bit of context, because we did this in Louisiana, you know, take Katrina, for instance. That was one of the biggest catastrophes our country has ever seen, you know, with hurricane damage. New Orleans has a population of just under 500,000. I believe it's in the 400 to 450,000 range. When Katrina hit, about half of those 450,000 residents in New Orleans had flood insurance. The greater Houston area, we're talking about 8 million people, a rival of Chicago, just after Los Angeles and New York, the fourth largest city in the United States, greater area is about 8 million people, 2 million we know today with far severe water damage, where they're literally we're going in there and we're pulling the drywall off the wall and water is coming out of the wall on top. They get water that's been stored in there. 2 million of those people have that type of damage and only 15% have flood insurance. So you're talking about 1.7 million Texans in that one little corridor of Southeast Texas without any flood insurance because it doesn't really flood there. You know, there's bayous, there's rivers, there's tributaries to go out to the Gulf. But where it floods, it just wasn't flooding there. It's more in the flatlands of Texas, and it hit them by storm. No pun intended. These folks are being knocked off their feet. And again, we go in there, and I'm like, hey, what do you need? And they say, we need an air conditioner. We need a refrigerator. We need X, Y, and Z. And it breaks my heart because I want to write a check to them out of my personal pocket, but I just wouldn't be able to do that. Same thing with AFP's budget. I as much as I want to go ahead and cut a check with all of the supplies that we have, we would only be able to help out, you know, X amount of many houses and there'd still be, you know, Y amount left. What we can do with this Bridge program with helping them buy some of the supplies, but in continuity with the Bridge program is also continue to empower them with, hey, this is how I know you're going through a tough moment in your life and we're going to be there with you. You know, as much as we want to take this burden off you, we just can't do it for everyone. So we're going to be there right there along with you. We're going to give you classes on how you can go ahead and make sure your personal finances get back to order. We're going to find businesses in the local area that want to give you supplies and give you discount on supplies so you can rebuild your home. We're going to connect you with your local officials. We're going to connect you with your state officials. We're going to connect you with anyone you possibly need help that can provide that help. We're going to make sure we're right there with you. And this isn't for any sort of personal gain other than the fact that we want to be in the community and we want to make sure that our community is taken care of. This is our community. We've got three staffers in the Houston area that I've checked in and on a daily basis and going down on a weekly basis to make sure they have supplies. They've got bright smiles on their face every time I come down there, and I'm just trying to keep it together for them because they're going through what is carnage right now. There's still water damage. There's still water flooded. There's still areas of the city that have submerged. But every little bit, it's chop tank type mentality. You just got to keep swinging away at it, going, digging. I think I spoke with our grassroots director today, and she said, you know, it's amazing. The city's been gathering these supplies that we're putting on the street, the damage that we're taking out of our homes. They're picking it up. And so the homes are, the cleaning process has begun for many of those homes, and it's the real rebuilding process that's starting to begin. And that's where a lot of the fun comes in. And so it's the manpower literally coming in there, picking up some sheetrock, picking up a nail and hammer, and making sure we're with them every step of the way to help them rebuild. But we can't do it on our own. It's a lot of that empowerment, and that's when it comes to that bridge program, as you mentioned.
Jerome Greener is the Texas State Director for Americans for Prosperity. It was good to talk to you today.
It was all my pleasure, Brother Dean. I keep getting requests on folks who want to reach out and help. If you've got clothes, if you've got supplies, if you've got anything whatsoever, we've got an email account, InfoTX, info short for information, InfoTX is in Texas, at AFPHQ.org. If you send that's sort of a mass email to our state, they'll be able to say, hey, we need some nails, and to go ahead and put this sheetrock in here. That's $2 for you, but that's the world to them. That would mean the world to me if you would let your audience and listeners know that there's still a lot of help, and as well as in Florida, there's still a lot of help to go around, and we certainly want to be the ones to provide it.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Prosperity Podcast. If you want to learn more about these issues and get involved in the fight for freedom, go to AmericansForProsperity.org. That's AmericansForProsperity.org. I have been your host, Ed Dean.